Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we are back for one night only
with a special, special guest.
Here she is.
With the very special guest, Tiny Tim.
Amy Adler!
Oh my god, it's such
AKA
an honour.
AKA Tiny Tim, can I hear it for Ruby Adler?
Tiny Tim has really stuck, hasn't it? Everyone now calls me Timothy.
Can I just put this out there? It came from me. Moi, Sophia Boo, me and me only. But the whole one. But also it's not, it's so funny because it's not only Ruby we call Tiny Tim. Like,
I only call you Tiny Tim.
No, I hear Ruby call like Jack Tiny Tim, one of our producers. Tim. And I just find it the funniest thing. I'm like, everyone's a Tiny Tim.
Like if you're like, sweet, you're just a Timmy.
It's like the fresh thing.
If you're a sweetheart, you're a Timmy. And the funny thing is I never really knew what the character was. I was like, don't know where it came from, just knew Tiny and was like, Ruby's pretty much the tiniest person I've ever met. And my mum was like, no, it's from Scrooge, the tiny little boy who breaks his leg. And
yeah. I was like, there we go. Sweet, Tim.
Quite sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. So we've got Ruby on here today, girls and boys, to help us answer some dilemmas and just chat all things that we always chat about.
We are separated from each other. Semi, me and Ruby are together and Sophie's at the other end of the camera having an old G&T.
Lovely. I know, they've got the old jam shell out and I had to go for a G&T because it was a bit lonesome to open a bottle of wine on my own.
I do agree. I do agree.
I don't think I've ever had this wine before. It's quite delicious.
Isn't it unbelievable? It's so smooth.
What do you think? You've got to rate it at the end, but what flavours?
Delightfully sweet. I could have this as dessert.
It's delicious. No, and I'm not a massive red drinker.
No, neither.
But this is going down a treat.
I know, swimmingly going down a treat.
It's just easy to drink.
I will also say, you know, guys, when you like first start drinking wine and it like hits like your muscles and your bones almost, you can feel it in your joints. That's just happened to me.
That's the best part of wine is the first few sips.
Like, always. Or like the first like, yeah, it's just gone down like into my body. And I'm like, I'm drinking alcohol. Like it's happening.
No, it's in my body. It's like a warm massage, but not the hands like on the surface level.
It's
like
a wonderful,
the hands have gone underneath
feeling.
You and they're just...
It is a lovely feeling. Oh my god, can we also just talk about... Sorry, we have to talk about Kendall Jenner's hair really quickly. Have you seen it?
Right, so...
Have you seen it?
I think it's a vibe. I think a lot of people are doing it. My friend Bella wants to go
red. Her hair's so beautiful.
I like it. I think shit's cool. I think it's a bit Mava. Mava from Made in Chelsea vibe.
It is quite Mava from Made in Chelsea.
It is quite Mava, but I feel like...
I love a fringe now. Now I might get one cut. I would look terrible with
one.
To
be fair.
Ruby, you look really good.
You look really nice with the fringe.
Do you think I would?
I hate mine now. Like, I did ask for it. It's not like my hairdresser did the wrong job, but like...
Do you know what I really want to do?
Melissa, we do not have a fringe. We have a choppy, you know, cheekbone collar shape of the face.
I know, me and Ruby were together. Was it yesterday? And Ruby was like, I'm going to cut my hair. I was like, don't do it. Don't.
Love to go really short. I was trying to find a picture.
Oh my god, I'm so split between like wanting to cut my hair into a bob. You know these two pictures,
yeah,
where you're like, it's like what I want, and it's like this really fit girl with this like lovely like bob, and then it's like what I also want, this girl with like mermaid long hair, and it's like I want both.
Okay, putting it out there, I've done the short hair. Do you remember Sri Lanka? And just no summer's coming up. No,
don't do it.
If you've got short hair and you rock it, like epic, but if you've got long hair like all three of us do, you're not
keeping it.
You miss wearing our hair up too much as well.
Yeah,
we love a scrape
back pony. Especially like now, it's like day two hair, and I'm like, oh, bit greasy, can tie it up, and it looks
fine. I'm with you.
Couldn't do that. You'd have to consistently wash it.
Or always wearing a tiny
also,
little bun.
Like, for me, I'm getting to that ripe old age where I need the facelift, the cheap facelift.
Oh, the snatched, tight ponytail. She doesn't need a facelift.
Yeah.
That's what you mean, the snatched ponytail.
Oh, yeah,
I need a facelift.
I wore one to an event the other day, and I went and actually got, like, the ponytail done. She had like three ponytails and then tied it all
into
one. Oh,
yeah, yeah. So your hair looks really long.
Yeah, it was so tight. And it was all done with grips. So like elastic, and then she gripped it. But like sticky elastic. Like, ow!
Oh, wow.
And then I obviously ripped it out the night I got back. And then today and yesterday, I was in the gym, but I just kept fighting these clips. Shit, you're like,
oh my God, no way.
Yeah, like, ow. Okay, moving on. So, Rihanna's maternity look. What are our thoughts, girls?
You know what? I rate her for like all these like out there like fashion movements. That really cool picture that the announcement that happened, like her jeans. Can we just talk about how?
Yeah, with the
jeans,
belly chain.
They were all over the floor. The jeans were so long. They were like this too long.
I don't remember that.
They were like scraping along the floor, and I was like, God, that really makes me feel a bit anxious. But that I don't think I personally wear that. For me, it's not a vibe. But you know, it's Rihanna. I feel like she just rocks her
I can't
up,
imagine
she?
You, Melissa, being pregnant
don't,
and wearing that.
Don't be so rude. I could wear that if I wanted to. Watch me wear that when I'm pregnant.
I so agree. I personally don't think I can pull it off.
No, I don't.
But she looks like a vibe. I mean, it's yeah, Rihanna. It's Rihanna. I mean, she could wear a bin.
She could wear anything.
Like, she looks about, yeah.
That baby is going to be beautiful.
I know.
Wow.
How cool is it going to be?
What I will say about that outfit is the boots are really bumming me out. Like, I wish she'd worn some like stilettos with it. Like, the boots just look wrong with it. I'm just going to put it out there. Don't hate on me, guys. I'm still a massive Rihanna fan. But I just
I also kind of feel like it might have been a bit nicer with some like more shorts vibe underneath there. Like a brief rather than a thong.
Yeah,
G-string out.
No, I quite rate the thong.
No, I think it's a little bit.
She's going for it.
It's going.
But the belly, the top half with the belly out and the bra.
I think that's
really
cool. Yeah, and all the diamonds, the jewelry, stunning.
Yeah,
that I'm just cropping it in like that. It's the bottom half. You're right.
The boots aren't quite what I would have gone for, just because they're too tight. Like if she was going to do baggy whites. Just no.
God, we're really going into analysing. Sorry, Rihanna. Slater, go be the fashion police.
Yeah, anyway, you're beautiful and you're pregnant. And you're
that used to be a show, the fashion police.
Yes, it did, with Jane Rivers. I used to watch it really.
They would just slate everyone's outfits.
No, it was not so good. Trini Susanna, I love that.
Oh, God, I loved no, them as well. Fan. Trini was always the really cool one.
Trini used to work below you, didn't she, at Storm?
She was, literally above us. She's like taken over that whole building. Wow. She's doing so well. Wow. With her makeup line.
So jokes. And also, like, do you know what? This is where social media has come in handy, because I don't know whether Susanna really took to social media, whereas Trini did.
Yeah.
And that's just blown her career out, because she's actually so jokes.
I love it when she walks out of the front door and, like, slams the door behind her. She's like, right, today I'm wearing this, this, and this, and this.
Yeah.
But, like, I watched one once where she, like, shut, like she was wearing a trench coat, and, like, the string of the trench coat got shut in the door, and it was really funny. And she was showing what she was wearing, and she went to turn around. And
she was stuck.
She was stuck in the door. She uploaded it, and I was like, God, I rate you. You're so jokes.
I think there was another one where, like, her tit came out when she was doing, like, a live thing, and she was just like, oops, that's my boob. I'm not quite sure, but I remember seeing it.
Oh my God, that's funny. Oh, Sophie, can we please touch on that Kourtney Kardashian sex thing? Because I really need to talk about this. I want to learn about it.
I don't know. Ruby, you fill us in.
So basically, I read this article today. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, her fiance, went on some sex abstinence, where basically it was like a long stinted sex fast. So they refused to have sex with another. They haven't specified for how long.
Yeah, I'm like, is it 2 weeks or is it a month?
And then she kind of referred to like, you know, like if you cut caffeine out your diet and then you have a coffee for the first time in a month, like that caffeine hit is like super strong and you feel amazing.
Right.
So it was, I'm presuming she was saying like the longer you'd go without sex and then you have it again.
No, I think that's a bit bizarre.
I also think you can get yourself into a rut of like once you stop sleeping together, then it's like almost become a habit not to have sex.
Because again, it's like the caffeine and the chocolate,
it's
the
an
addiction goes.
And then it's true.
Not going to lie, like, I'm not having sex 3 times a day and it's no different.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
with
you.
It's great, but it's no different. Do you know what I mean? I'm not like, whoa, euphoria when I have sex.
No.
Yeah. I'm going on a sex fast because I'm going on holiday for a week, so that'll be quite
interesting. Oh my God, Melissa, you're still in the early stages where you literally probably have sex 3 times a day. I hate
it. Yeah, it's true.
Oh my God.
Not 3 times a day.
Yes, I swear on my life. Swear on my life, hand on heart.
You don't have sex 3 times a day every day?
Sometimes twice, but most of the time it's 3. If he's here all day, it will be 3. God, my parents, please don't listen to this.
My mom's going to listen to this.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm so... Do you know what? You know when Jamie and I are going to Mexico? I said, Melissa and Toby might go to Tulum. And he was like, oh my God, I'm going to call Toby now. Like, let's all go to the same hotel. I went, can't. They're going to be having so much sex. It's going to put me to shame.
Yeah, but they won't know. It's not like we'll do it in front of you.
Yeah, but then you're going to come out and be like, oof, just had sex. And I will look like the old prude who isn't shagging my boyfriend every 5 minutes.
As you said, but I'm 2 years younger than you. It's fine. Just blame it on me.
And
the
also, we've been going out for 3 years. Oh, God. Am I
it does just so sort
creepy.
Of...
Can you back me up? Yeah, can you back me up when you've been a long time
running? Of course it depletes.
Of course it does.
But I also think it depends on the testosterone from a man. Like, if some boys, like... I had a relationship once that was 3 years long and it never died out because he had so much testosterone. Do you know what I mean? I
think yeah, to be fair.
It's also like they're just there's testosterone levels.
Oh, let me tell have different you, sex Mike's drives. Not dying out on Jamie's side. It's my side. It's, he's ready to go night and day. Oh, I'm just like, no.
Yeah, Rez is pretty like, ready to go night and day.
Let me sleep.
I get too tired.
Me too.
I don't get me wrong. Like, if it's really put, like, in bed, but I'm not, like... It used to be, like... I remember when I lived in Fulham, he would, like, honestly get his moped, literally just come, like, we'd have 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, damn, fine. Whereas now I'm, like... Then now I'm ready for my afternoon. But now it's like no chance. If he tried it on with me in the middle of the day when I've got something going on,
slap that penis away.
I'd be like, huh?
What are you doing?
How dare you?
I'd literally be like, absolutely not. And he knows, like, no.
Not to go there.
Maybe on a Sunday, but.
Maybe on a Sunday if I'm feeling really up to it. Pushing it otherwise.
It's so funny. There are couples, though, who like schedule. Not to name and shame, I'm sure my sister wouldn't mind me saying, but she was like, yeah, we have sex every Sunday. And I was like, what do you mean every Sunday?
Well, it's just
like,
part of their routine.
It's just our Sunday routine.
Sweet. Yeah, it's quite nice. You've got to keep it like.
Yeah, you do. You have to keep it alive.
And also if it's like, ooh, Sunday, hello. And then they just know like, oh, it's going to happen.
Like, really look forward to it on the Saturday Sunday night.
And then every time I'm like, for some reason when you're bloated, like even after I've had a big old meal and I'm like, God, I'm so bloated, I can't think of anything else. As soon as you start having sex, it goes away. The bloat goes.
Maybe that's the trick.
Also, apparently you burn more calories doing a fake orgasm than a real one. Orgasm.
Really?
Oh, bollocks. It depends how good you are at acting.
Yeah, but I'm sure people like overcompensate when they're acting it. So you're burning more calories.
Yeah.
No, wait. I need to talk about a coffee. But what about like when you queef? Queef? I still die.
The queefing situation hasn't happened to me in... Honestly, years.
Happened to
what's
me
a queef?
A queef. It's like when you obviously no, air goes Ruby. Into your vagina. And then
oh, that,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's pop, that fart. It goes like it's pop, pop. Fart. Yeah, funny fart. Pop.
And you go, it wasn't me. And they're like, oh, don't worry. But it's like, oh, it was me. But I'm like, no, it wasn't out of my bum.
Wasn't me, it was my vagina.
Yeah, it wasn't me. But it's death.
Should we discuss this little poll that we did? Because this is a dilemma, basically, Ruby. We had a dilemma last week. A girl wrote in about her boyfriend. Sorry guys, me and Ruby are just munching on popcorn. Sorry, so unprofessional. We're having a lovely time here with the jam set and the popcorn. So she wrote in with a dilemma that her boyfriend, they've been together for like a couple months, right? An official for like, what, 3 weeks? Official boyfriend, girlfriend. He asked her and she was like, oh, do you still have the dating app or whatever they met on, like Hinge or whatever? And he was like, yeah, I still have it, but it's paused and like wouldn't delete it.
That's
so
not right.
We did a poll basically asking the audience.
That's my words, exactly.
Keeping dating apps on your phone in a relationship, even if paused. Yes, fine, no way. 97% of you said no way, which I so agree with.
But why would he want to keep it
exactly.
on pause?
Exactly. Like,
what's
like
the point in having it there?
He's premeditating exactly. that they're going to break up, so he's just like, oh, might as well. Click of a button, can get another
rid.
Girl.
Life's
I so think, Erin. Also, can I also just say, even when the apps pause, you can still speak to people on it?
Yeah, it's Dodge or Rick.
It's
and
not
actually,
good.
You guys agreed with us because 97% of you said no way mm-hmm. and 3% said yes. Fine, and I'm guessing those 3% of you did it.
Also, I did do a bit of checking on who voted for no way and Toby said no way,
boys.
Thank God. Toby kicked the no way.
Oh, good.
Good boy.
Good boy.
I was like looking out for that. Oh, no, wait, we've got these quick fire questions, quite like these. Do you want to go through them, Sophie?
Oh, all right.
I love a change up in the... itinerary.
Do wait, so I quick fire them to you two and you give me answers.
I think we answer them. Should we all answer them?
Alright. Yeah. Do opposites attract? Yes.
Yes and
yeah,
no.
Definitely.
I think that if you're so different and there's nothing in common, it's really hard to find a common ground and like, enjoy things together if you don't like anything that's the same.
But all my boyfriends have been pretty much opposite to me, I would say.
Yeah, but you and Jamie still enjoy the same things. Like, imagine if Jamie was like, I don't like going out to eat.
Oh, it's so true, yeah.
You know,
so
you have to have a common ground of some sort, but I think it's also interesting when you're different to somebody.
It's almost like it's the personality could be opposite, but I think if your likes and interests are very different, then maybe not.
That would be difficult. Yeah, you have to have some sort of a line.
What do you think,
Ruth? Yeah, you need to have some form of common ground. But then also quite interesting if you're like super into different things, you get to do things you may not normally do.
Yeah. Try new stuff, I do agree.
Yeah.
And appreciate any things in life.
Tips on tackling anxiety. Tell me, guys.
I love a debrief in the morning, like, and like lolling.
Don't get anxiety after a night out, so you don't know. Ruby and I actually do.
Oh my God, I get the worst anxiety after a night out. I've actually had to like just cut out going out.
Ruby just doesn't speak to someone for like a week. She'll get anxiety. She's like, nope, can't speak to a soul for 5 days.
No, it's normally a day. It's normally a day. It's not a week.
But she's like, I just have to take the time out for myself.
To be fair, no, Ruby, I haven't really done that in over a year. I mean, now I think I'm better at dealing with it. I used to be terrible. I would just not go on my phone. I'd go into like a bit of a hole. Yeah. I think getting older, and the more you go out and the more you drink, the more you know the hangover's coming, the more you can like deal with the hangover better.
Yeah,
but I also just feel like I don't go out as much.
I know, we don't go as much as we used to.
I don't have the anxiety. And then I always weigh up like, am I going to feel... like, obviously, of course, there are moments where you go out and you wake up and you feel awful. But if you can just restrict that to less, then it's never as bad.
In the night now, when it's not like you don't go head first, it's more like... is this worth it? Am I going to wake up feeling shit? And then you hold yourself back. And then I can manage to call it mentally.
Yeah.
However, if you want advice for anxiety, I think actually call your mate, even though Ruby does not do this, but I think it would have happened. You did call me.
You would call me.
Yeah.
If we've been together on the night out.
Because then it makes it so, like, remember, guys, the NTAs, when I literally lost my shit, nothing is worse than that. Guys,
I don't quite know how we got so violently drunk.
And I'm not really an angry drunk. I'm a pretty fun drunk. Like,
you weren't that angry, you got upset.
I called him a C-U-N-T.
But that's because he was getting angry with you because of how drunk you were.
You weren't
automatically pissed off. You were quite like, it just hit you so quick.
I didn't eat, and I think that's always a problem.
Yeah, we basically had this buffet of food, and none of it was like for your diet, so you couldn't eat really anything there, could you?
Yeah, and we were fueled by champagne. Maybe I think champagne just sends you west.
Oh my God, it does. It makes me hammered.
Yeah,
hammered.
I have half a glass. I'm on the floor.
It's the bubbles.
It goes into your bloodstream quicker.
I do love it though, like a cold glass of champagne.
My sister and I kept saying, no, not Prosecco, you've got to go for the champagne.
I do quite like a Prosecco.
I find Prosecco's a bit lighter. I hate it, it's just sweeter.
But I like the... I hate how sweet it is. I don't think it's sweeter.
I think it's less sweet, if anything, and less strong. Like sometimes champagne's like... Do you know what I mean?
No, but it's much sweeter. That's what Prosecco is. It's much sweeter. It's just a different grape, but it's a sweeter grape.
And it is lighter. It is more drinkable.
Yeah,
I like the sparkling wine.
Oh,
yeah, I love sparkling wine too.
Fill her up, please.
Here you go. A little bit of a dram shed. I also think if you've got anxiety, as hard as it is, and sometimes you just want to like recluse and like not get out of your bed, get yourself out of the house.
So agree.
Because you will feel better.
Yeah.
First thing you do, I know this is so rank to say, but first thing you do on a hangover, you never really, really want to get straight in the shower.
But you feel so much better. Get in the shower and wash your hair.
Yeah. Do not wash your hair.
Totally agree.
You come out and you're a different person.
It's so true. Something about the wet hair. I've washed away the guilt.
And then order yourself
a lovely breakfast, but maybe don't order yourself like McDonald's breakfast because that can also make you feel worse.
Eat healthy, healthy breakfast.
Lovely big old healthy breakfast. Avo on toast with like scrambled eggs or something. Smoked salmon.
If you can go out for breakfast with your mate.
Yeah, and then go out for a brunch and go on a nice walk.
Get that air.
And also, there's nothing wrong with napping the next day. Having friends on in lovely, wholesome TV show. FaceTime your friends, debrief, nap.
And then also laugh at the night before. Yeah. Like, don't take it too seriously.
It's happened.
Whatever's happened, happened. At some point, you'll properly be able to laugh about it. So just laugh about it the next day.
Yeah.
And also, okay, our key things are shower, friends, and as in talk to your friends, and nap.
Yeah.
Because I think the minute I've like napped, I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm not anxious at all. I feel fine. Like, what the hell is I so sketchy about?
Yeah.
Totally agree.
So true.
Okay, last one. What are instant red flags for someone you're seeing in a relationship with?
This is a good one. I feel like there's honestly...
I really don't like
a red flag as in, like, for me, a red flag is, like, something that they do, not something that they wear. Like, something that happens, like, in those first 3 weeks of you dating, and that's, like, a hiccup, and you're like, oh, that's a serious red flag.
If they, like, lit my belly button, I'd be like, ugh.
I feel like if they did something really rogue on a night out or something, and then...
Oh, you know what I mean? On a night out. Sorry, I know Toby's...
Yeah, this happened to me, guys. I honestly was like, oh, also... This is there's a big confession that needs to come from this night out that I'm like repenting on. Sophie's like, don't say it.
Huh?
I've got a big confession from that night out.
Oh my god, tell us all.
I know. I haven't told Toby yet.
Wait, which night out was this?
So on New Year's Eve.
Well, I know you like. Do I know?
Yes, you know, because you constructed.
Oh, I know this. I know what you're.
I said
he
honestly.
He doesn't know.
No, he doesn't know that it's a lie about what I've done. To be fair,
have we not told the viewers it was a lie?
No. The viewers don't know anything.
Oh wait, maybe I don't know.
Should we tell you guys? No, you know.
Yeah,
I think I do know.
A lot of people are in on this lie. Basically, Toby, if you're listening to this, just shut your ears. I was really pissed off with Toby because he kept, like, leaving me, like, drunk, like, going to the bar, whatever, and I was obviously with all these people I didn't know on New Year's Eve, which was, like, his family and, like, his friends, which was very lovely, but I was also, like, I don't really know Toby that well. I've been dating him, like, what, a month? And it was, like, the first time meeting his friends, like, his family. We're in this big old Soho house, and I was being left alone the whole time.
Big old Soho house.
I was drunk, my feet were killing me, and I was like, no, you know what, I've waited till 1 a.m, I can go. So I said to his brother, I was like, look, gonna leave now. And he was like, oh, wait for Toby to come. But anyway, say goodbye to Toby. And I basically made it seem like I was so fine with leaving. I was like, honestly, it's fine. It's just my feet are hurting. Like, nothing's wrong. Like, blah, blah. Anyway, I left. Get in the taxi. I start crying. Holding my shoes. And I'm like, it's done. It's done. He's dead to me. Like, this is such a red flag. Like, I've got to set this off now. Like, I'm so heartbroken.
Because you felt that he was leaving you out.
Yeah. He was, like, neglecting me. I was like, he just doesn't care about me. Like, this sucks. And I FaceTimed. I got back home and my best friend was having a New Year's Eve party. So Toby thinks the story is I left Soho House and went straight to my friend's New Year's Eve party and stayed there until 6 a.m. I didn't. I came straight home, cried, went to sleep, woke up at 6 a.m. because I think you'd messaged me and it just woke me up. I FaceTimed you, FaceTimed Ali. I FaceTimed Ali first. And she was like, oh, the party's still going on. Do you want to come? And I was like, no, I feel so awful. Told her everything that happened. She was like, she was like, don't tell him that you went home and cried. Tell him that you came here and that you had a fun night. Like, don't make him think that, like, he's had an effect on
me. She was out to a
I fully lied. So he was still on WhatsApp. He WhatsApped me, like, where have you, like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, just got home. I was in bed the whole time on FaceTime to Sophie and Jamie, like, right, what are we going to do here? Like, we were constructing, like, this whole
I'm
thing.
I'm sure we've told him.
No,
this.
He doesn't. He has no idea.
He must have thought you were such a goer going until, like, 6 a.m.
I know. Yeah. Well, anyway, so he doesn't know.
Well,
but
Toby,
he knows
if you know now,
lie.
You love her, so too late to
He knows there's
have
a lie
line.
Around the evening, but, yeah.
He probably thinks it's, like, a text. He probably thinks a lie is you pretending you were fine
it's
when
quite
you
jealous.
Really were. Yeah, it's
don't
tell
him you were crying.
It's also the fact that I cried. I got in the taxi and I cried genuinely.
You were like, it's over. I love how girls can mentally do that. You can, like, mentally tell yourself, you're like, it's done.
Done.
I'm
done.
I was like,
no, no, come back. Oh, my God, every time.
Yeah.
The amount of arguments I've had with Rares, no, done, never.
Never again.
And you literally say to, oh, it's like me on the NTAs, you know, and you're just done. We're done.
Yeah, that's it.
No, and they're like, your friend's like, you guys are going to be fine. And you're like, no, we're not. We're
yeah,
over.
That's
we're
it.
Over.
Break up. Yeah,
bag.
Done.
He's moving out tomorrow.
Yeah. That's what Sophie was like. She's like, no, he's going to leave the flat. Like, I'm not leaving. It's my fucking
night. Thing. We tried to go around, didn't we? I was like, we're coming to help you.
Guys, it was
me and Sophie
mess.
Called it. No, me and Riri FaceTimed each other like, okay, if they break up, this is going to be really bad.
Bear in mind, we were also hammered. Like, we're all
me and Riri
hammered.
Are still
we
drunk.
Were so drunk. And Jamie, poor guy, was sober as a judge. And he was just like, what the fuck are these drunken girls?
Oh my
one
God.
Of those nights, guys. You just
it was
know
people asking
nights.
For photos at
oh
Greenwich
my God,
Tube.
Guys, you have no idea. Sophie and Jamie were having, like, Sophie's like crying so rationally.
Heel in hand.
And then, like, this whole family comes over like, oh my God, Sophie and Jamie, can we have a photo? And they just... Somehow get
up.
Their shit together and take this picture. And Sophie's
with, like,
got her makeup all that her face.
I'll never forget that image in my mind.
It was the best thing
I had my heels
seen.
In my hand.
I was like, the show must go on.
Remember, Melissa was like, I'll take my heels off to stand by her.
So
oh,
I took
God.
Mine off too.
Sorry, this is...
That, honestly, that was the biggest protest
ever. Did you take
ever.
Yours off too? Really?
Yeah, Tim took hers off.
Oh my God, it was cheating.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
We were all three of us. Like, Sophie, So Jamie's like, Sophie, you must put your heels on. We're going on a tube. It's dangerous. And I went, I'm not. And Melissa went, I'll take them off with her. Right. Anyway, we need to get over this because I'm really divulging in properly.
Look at the picture. Wait, we just need to reminisce.
This is our group chat.
No!
Sophie gets home and she sends us a photo of her crying. There's honestly like tears. And it's like this really close up selfie, like, help.
Oh my god, it's too good.
Right. Okay.
Right. Back to red flags.
Do you want
to
read out
the red flag?
Oh, yeah.
Is when you're dating someone and it's been a few dates and they've refused to have their phone that way upwards.
Oh, yeah. And also they take their phone to the loo. You're like, fucking hell, why are you being so shady?
And they just have their phone like facing down the whole.
Yeah, I'm so with you.
Constantly.
I do that out of habit, but you're clearly not messaging someone.
I honestly even take my phone to the loo now when it's just Jamie and me for dinner. I don't know why. It is a full on habit. Obviously, there's nothing to hide. I just take my phone to the loo.
It can be habitual, yeah. I also just spend too much time.
I think when you have like a gut feeling about someone's phone, like you have a gut feeling.
Yeah, you even know you don't.
Yeah. I do think that is a red flag as well. I think that's a good one.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, right. Dilemma. This is a hen do dilemma.
Okay.
This is a hen do dilemma. I'm getting married in Feb next year and some of my friends don't get on. Two of my best friends are joint maid of honour. We're a small, tight-knit group of three and have been for many years. We used to be a group of four, but both my friends fell out with the fourth member of the group. However, her and I have still remained friends.
Right.
Unfortunately, they have each other blocked and haven't spoken since the falling out. That is awkward, which was over 6 years ago. I'm not so worried about the wedding day, but the hen do is a major concern. I'm hoping to go on a weekend away from my hen do. There will be about 15 girls, so it's not like they have to speak, but I'm really worried about them not being together in such a close proximity. I'm not sure whether to invite the girl that is no longer part of the friendship group, as I don't want my hen do to be uncomfortable and I can't not invite my maid of honour. They fell out because my two best friends called her out for being bitchy and they did not include her in a joint birthday present of mine. Petty, I know. We were in sixth form at the time.
Ugh. Right. I think it's your day. They need to just...
put their differences aside.
For you, for your day.
But equally... I would feel the energy.
Yeah, I would feel the energy.
And it would piss me off.
I probably would have to make a sacrifice and say to that one person, like, look, you out of everyone, this is the only one that maybe doesn't get on with the other girls for whatever reason.
Or I would say, please, to both of them separately, please just make it work for my day. And if you really don't think you can, I will then have to, like, uninvite, you know, one of them can't come. Obviously, the maid of honour's got to go because that's obviously her close friend. But it's a real shame. But I'd give them the option and be like, look, guys, it was 6 years ago. It would mean a lot to me. It's my wedding
day.
They
might have, like, a big reminisce and, like, become friends again. Like, it might be quite a nice, like, make-up moment. I do feel like if you've fallen out for 6 years, though, you've grown so much as people.
Yeah.
You're different humans. Person. Yeah. But, like, I think they would just get on for the sake of your day. Like, if they don't, then it's like send someone of them home. I do think that you're right. I think that conversation would be quite nice to have, like, very civil. Like, look, I want you both there, but if you don't think you can get on, like, give them the choice. Obviously, my maid of honour has to be there. If you don't think it's going to work, then you're going to have to make the decision whether or not you can be there or not, because I don't want it to affect my day. God, it is so hard, all these politics.
It's so political, isn't it? Oh, my God.
It's beyond. Guys, you're preaching to the frigging choir.
So this is ex in the friendship group, one for Ruby. So me and my ex are in the same uni friendship group And even though we were broken up, every time we go out, we always end up sleeping together. And he makes comments such as, shall we just get back together? I've got with other people and he hates it. Seeing him get with the girls wasn't nice, but I've accepted we aren't together anymore. And he can technically do what he wants. I know the simple solution is to stop sleeping together. However, after a few bottles of wine, this just isn't easy.
No.
I just wanted to ask Ruby how she dealt with an ex being in her...
Yeah, it's true.
Being in her friendship group, or if you girls have any advice on what's best.
It's fucking
hard. God. All I can say is,
I mean, Ruby's now back with him. Once Ruby's now back with him, so that's...
Oh, yeah, so he's no longer my ex.
Yeah.
He's now the current BF.
He's now the current BF. But we were not together for nearly eight months.
So
I guess it was close to a year.
Mm.
And... for the first 4 to 5 months, we just didn't really speak.
Yeah,
we didn't speak. It was easier that way. I did see him out and learned after a couple of drinks it wasn't healthy for us to be in the same room, because I would see something I didn't like, he would see something he didn't like, so I would try and remove myself from the situation.
There was still a lot of love there, which I think makes it so difficult.
Yeah.
Because when you get upset by seeing something like that, it's because you still care. Like, that's the only reason for having that.
And I think I then came to terms with the fact, because I was still so bothered, however many months down the line, I wanted to try again, because I thought if I was so emotionally checked out, why would I still
care
so much?
You just would not care.
I think I tried to tell myself that I didn't care and I was over it, because I felt like that was the right thing to do, and I'd gone through so far.
Far with it. You were like, oh, I've got to commit to what I've done.
I've got to commit to continuing this. But, you know, for whatever reasons, we've managed to put our differences aside and, you know, start again, and actually we are both really happy and in a much happier, healthier relationship than what we previously were, and we've both worked on ourselves and all of that. That's not the point here. I think... in terms of
being friends, writing this in as well, like, you're really considering getting back with them, like, to write that into us, like, is
I think you have to weigh up, like, why you guys broke up and why you're not back together. For the fact that he's saying, should we just get back together, it's clearly on his mind.
Yeah, he's thinking about it.
Clearly he's wanting to try and do that. Would you want to try and get back with him?
I almost think that this is... I think this is a, you've got to go, you've got to try this again. And at least you then tick that box. If you're still being drawn to each other like that after a breakup, like, you're just not done with it.
Yeah, that's what we said to Ruby, and, like, look, Ruby's proof of the pudding. Like, they're back together and happier than ever. And you know what? You give it another go. If it doesn't work out, then at least you know you tried.
You tried, totally.
And you have no regrets. Otherwise, you're just in this limbo stage.
Which is actually the worst stage out of all of it. And that grey area is not fun.
I always said this to Ruby. I was like, you almost need to make a decision one way or another, because if you keep just being in this limbo stage, you're going to end up hating each other because there's no line, the grey area. Like, you could then get with someone, or you could then do, you know, go out or text or do whatever, and then you end up hating each other, and then it's done.
Yeah.
So,
totally. I think give it another shot. I think there's still love there.
Also, like, I always think there's... I really believe in second chances and, like, second goes. I mean, even third or fourth. Like,
oh, me too.
You're the proof of the 10th go. But, like, having another chance, because you do grow and change as people. So, like, sometimes, like, when you try again, you're like, oh, God, this works better than it did the first time. Like, it's just great.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, I agree.
Hi, girls. I have a dilemma. So, my mum and dad have been divorced for quite some time, and due to my dad cheating on my mum with the current woman he's married to, oh my God, she's not a very nice person. Me and my sister have refused to ever have anything to do with her. Years later, we still don't have contact with her, and we talk to our dad all the time, but only see him occasionally for meals and walks. Now, me and my sister have boyfriends. Our dad is refusing to meet them because we won't meet his wife for obvious reasons. This is just so petty and, like, immature. Is this fair blackmail? Should me and my sister just back down and meet her just so our boyfriends can have a relationship with our dad? Or should we stand our ground? Please help. I just feel so bad on my boyfriend. My dad basically doesn't want to get to know him. Oh my God, that was awful.
I would personally just go meet his wife be pleasant and civil. You're old enough now, and unfortunately it looks like
he's obviously in love with her, and, like, they obviously make each other very happy if he's married her. Like, I know it's really hard to, like, see this when it's your parents, because when I'm thinking about it as my parents, it makes me feel sick to my stomach.
No, I mean, like, look, I've been there. I really, really would be sick to my stomach, but you have to just suck it up and put on a brave face for your dad.
I also think, like, you don't sometimes, if you look at it as a complete like black and white situation and you see like two people together, but then one of them out of the relationship fell in love with somebody else, you can't help falling in love.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, no, I get that, Melissa, but equally, like the dad, that's so outrageous.
Oh my God,
so outrageous.
The blackmail situation is
yeah, also awful. Like, sorry, putting it hypothetically, if my dad cheated on me, my mom,
yeah,
he would totally understand and, you know,
never ask.
I come from a broken family. There is no way in hell they would be like, I'm so sorry I've broken the family up, la la la. Unfortunately, I do really love this person. And then you make it work. There is not even an ounce in my mind that they'd be like, I'm not going to see your
family. I'm not going to meet your boyfriend unless you make it up with my wife.
People do things that are silly sometimes. And
yeah, people act irrationally.
Maybe he doesn't realise how stupid his actions are.
Yeah. There's a part of me that's like, sometimes you do just have to accept what's happened that's in the past and like be happy.
I agree.
And be happy for like your parents, because clearly your dad is happy with this woman. He wouldn't have married her. He wouldn't have broken up your family.
Exactly. You don't have to like her, but you can be happy for him.
Happy for him and like be polite to her. But the whole process of him being like, I'm only going to meet your boyfriends if you come and meet my wife is really messed up. But he probably like misses you being in his life, and I'm guessing the new wife wants you to be in her life as well, as much as you probably just hate her guts. She's probably like, I would love it if we could all be a family, and it's probably like a pressure on their relationship that you
she probably has more to do with it than
and she
you
probably
think.
Probably gets really upset by it, which is like difficult because I understand why she'd get upset, but equally she's probably like, I did break up my family, so I get it. And it's like, this is just such a terrible situation. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
That's really sad.
It is sad. But okay, so what's she going to do? What's she going to do? What should we think?
I think that you should reach out to I wouldn't even go to your dad. I think that the most mature and like monumental thing you could do would be to go directly to his wife or the woman he had the affair with and just be like, all difference aside, you're obviously with my dad for the long run. You make him happy. And because of that, I accept you and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would love to meet you for coffee. Go meet her. Don't even involve your dad. That would melt his soul that you've done that. You've done it.
Go with your sister as well. Go all three of
you. Go with your sister and just say, we'd love to see you. Let's put our different sides. You make my dad happy and that makes me happy. And then the rest of it is history. He'll be so over the moon and he'll want to meet your boyfriend and you know, and then it will go from there.
That's I think life is just too short, actually.
It is. Yeah, life is too short.
That's so true, really. It really is.
You have to just get over things. I know that's so easier said than done when it's your parents. Like, I can't even imagine it, but like, you just do. It's kind of like, the only way I can think about it is if like you've got a really 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 close friend or a sister and they're with a boy that you just hate, and it's like they've cheated on them like shit or whatever, and you just can't stand them, like, or can't bear to be around them. I can imagine like it's like that, obviously, but like a million gazillion times worse. But, like, so you just have to swallow it and, like, just get on with it. Like, we've all got friends and we don't like the boyfriends, but we just get on with it, right?
Yeah.
For the sake of the friend's happiness.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's harder when it's your parents.
I don't really actually have that, but, yeah, I do know most people do.
Yeah. To be fair, neither do I.
but people do. Like, yeah, but that's my suggestion. I would go to, I think it'd really shock your dad. I think it'd make him super proud. I think that your dad's also been petty, so I actually wouldn't go to him. I'd go straight to
I think your dad
wife.
Owes you an apology. I think your dad
so do I.
should
so
be
I
like,
think
you know,
embarrass
what?
Him and make him realise how mature and you're taking the high ground and go straight to her.
Yeah, and be like, I obviously want you to be happy, but I do think that it wasn't fair for you to put me in the position of like having to do that. Like, it would have been nice if it came from it would have been nice if you wanted to do it from your own self rather than making him pressure you into doing it almost. But here we are. Things like that happen all the time. What's next on the agenda for today?
Okay, so next on the agenda, we have my marriage update and then we have not so single vibes. So, marriage update. I'm feeling like the loveliest bride ever because I have my first. I met my wedding planners for the first time in person, and I decided to go without Jamie. And then they said that we should like make my email like Sophie and Jamie, and basically they
rather
said that
Jamie
I could choose
Sophie.
Everything. And I was
stunning.
Like, perfect.
Perfect.
We're all on the same page.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like whoop-be-doo-be-doo. And then next week we go to Spill. So to
lovely.
Choose our
venue. So. Stunning.
Wholesome.
Oh my God, is that next week?
Tuesday. Oh my God, it's a death situation. We have to wake up at like 3 a.m. Get there. And
no,
then
no, exciting, exciting, exciting.
Like, okay, yeah, no.
Are you back
sorry,
the same day?
The next morning.
Yeah, oh don't be God. Negative. Oh, well. Enjoy it.
It'll be lovely.
Enjoy it.
It'll be magical.
Waking up early in the middle of the night to go for a flight. There's nothing like that magical feeling, is there? Okay, right. So, single diaries, not single diaries. Okay, so I know it's a disgusting topic, but it has to be discussed. Pooing in front of your partner. Or pooing, what is it? Like, pooing in front of your partner?
Yeah,
obviously, like pooing around him, and obviously, it would never be in front of somebody else, but like in the same vicinity. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God. It's like, when do you do that? Right, how long does it take?
I've never had to have a situation. Well, we've never spent enough time together all in one go that I've actually needed to do it.
It's not like you've had been on a week's holiday or anything.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
and there's always been a time we've been like out in a restaurant or I've gone to the gym, and it's just like, oh, it's just like. I can, like, if I don't need to go, like, I can just, like, kind of hold it until I need to, like, until I'm in a convenient spot. Like, I'm quite lucky I can just, like, be like, no, not now, and then just do it when I can.
It's so funny, like, the subject of, like, we all go to the loo. I mean, like, everyone
human
has to
on
do
planet Earth goes.
But, like, why is it that girls, and I know it's always been the way, it's just funny, are uncomfortable and awkward. It is, and I so get
so
it.
Agree.
But it's it seems kind of crazy when it's so natural and everyone
on the planet,
every single human has to go.
Also, like, it really, I almost find it funny when a boy, like, does a shit. Like, it doesn't faze me.
Oh my God, I mean, it doesn't faze me whatsoever. No. So Toby did his first.
It's just a bit more manly, isn't it?
It is like, a bit more manly.
Like, yeah, it's like long. It's a bit lame if they get really fussy, funny about it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm like, oh, just chill out.
No, so Toby, the first time here, was like, oof, do you mind putting friends on quite loud? He was like, I need the loo. I was like, what? I was like, I wouldn't have noticed.
No!
He was like, okay then. He's like, oof, there we go, done it.
Oh.
It was like really funny. And he was like, have you ever had to go in my vicinity? And I was like, God, no, I haven't. Thank God.
Facility.
But that's because I was like, we haven't spent enough time all in one go where I've actually had to do it in the same facility.
Yeah, you do like a night then.
However, today, I have a bit of food poisoning, I'm going to be honest with you guys. My stomach has not been well.
I don't think it's food poisoning, that you've got a bit of a runny tum.
Yeah, but what is that? That's from eating something funky. I'm drinking wine now, that's going to do me well to go. Anyway, if he was with me, oh my God, guys, I honestly, like, just made it back in time. Like, it was so painful.
It's nothing
worse.
Like,
my stomach was like, oh, honestly, like, you know, your stomach just hurts. And you're like,
And you get sweaty.
Yeah, I got sweaty. It was terrible.
Like, you need
business.
To stop walking. You can't walk. You have
it
to stop. And
terrible
then it,
business.
Like, just pass.
Yeah. Terrible business. So I had a really bad time. And I was like, thank the Lord that he's not here.
Thank God.
So, like,
you could have just said you were desperate.
What
for
it can also, can we just talk about what the pooing routine is? So, like, bit of loo roll on the loo, squirt.
Always.
Tiff Watson told me, squirt a bit of soap. Stunning.
What, on the loo roll?
In the loo. In the loo.
I do that after, I didn't do that before.
Also, can I just also say those poo drops from Aesop?
Yeah,
don't
Aesop.
Work.
Do they not?
No, my brother has them.
Oh, I've got a spray that's really good, I'll share.
Same, I've got an odour remover spray. It doesn't smell like anything, but it removes the smell. And also, Sophie told me matches, so I always keep matches in my ear as well.
Matches?
Clever.
Guys, the best
matches
thing ever. But you know you've done a shit because it smells like bad matches. Ruby, you're like 400 years into a relationship. What's your pooing situation like?
Well, I mean, Rez would honestly happily poo in front of me in the loo. Like, I'll
yeah,
like,
same.
He will just like, I'll sometimes be in the shower or like just in the bathroom doing my makeup, taking my makeup off. He'll just sit on the loo. Do a poo, and I'm like, that's disgusting. I'm like,
please don't do that.
As much as I love you, like,
it would
please,
be nice if you didn't
no,
shit,
I don't want to stand
no,
next
really
to you.
It really upsets me too.
It really upsets me. It really bothers me. I think he almost does it more for a reaction because he knows it bothers me.
Yeah, it's almost like
so
funny.
He knows that I find it annoying, so he'll do it more so for the reaction. Yeah. We actually had this happen last night, and I was like, what's the need? And then he just sits there and laughs at
the
child.
What's the need? It's too good.
Oh, my God.
And then
what's
in terms
the need?
Of,
if you guys could see the facial expression she put when saying that.
What's the need? And sometimes I can just see him, like, walking towards the bathroom, and I know I'm in the bathroom, and I'm like,
No. Shut the door.
Lock myself in. When they're in terms of me, like, I obviously, like, have my little routine, like, lock the door, go, and then I've got like a little spray. Like, it's a perfume spray that I purposely keep in. I use the Aesop poo drops.
And they work.
Well, I don't think they're like really strong, but I think they do something.
I spritz with perfume, so it stinks.
Yeah, a little perfume.
Whatever the fuck is in there, I just
Yeah.
And he would never, I think it's, I'm all good to go.
Yeah,
he never said anything.
He still loves
they
you.
Probably okay. know, but they it doesn't smell, so it's not a problem. And yeah. it's like, no one's heard anything. It doesn't smell. But it smells like, of perfume, so they know
yeah.
they've got him. But
yeah,
it's like,
true.
They don't know what our shit smells like, so it's all right.
No.
It's just three shit roses that smell
and
like
rainbows.
Like,
yeah.
I think Rez and boys are obsessed with, like, I don't know if it's just my boyfriend, but like poo chat.
Oh my God, I think
like,
no, Jamie Lang.
Like, he always wants to talk about, like, bottoms, poo.
He does well. He wants to talk about poo. Like, he wants to have the conversation with me about me going for a poo. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, Rez is the same.
No, like, that's right. I think they're fascinated by
fascinated by, like, poo.
It's like they've got, like, a mummy issue, but with poo.
I know.
It's like, what happened to you when you were in a nappy?
Sometimes I remember. Oh, no, it's actually too much. I'm not even going to say it.
Go on, you've got to tell us.
Honestly, he's disgusting. He'll sit there and he'll go to the toilet and he'll be like, you've got to look at my poo.
Really?
Like, I don't
say no, guys.
Jamie
guys.
Does the same. He goes, "Is this normal?"
No. Like,
shit. He'll be like, "It was so big. You have to look."
I'm no. like, I don't want it.
I'm like, "You're obsessed with poo." Oh.
It's a guy thing. Guys are weirdly proud of themselves.
Yeah, it's like a proud
it's
moment.
Like, the bigger the log, the bigger the dick.
Yeah. They think it's like a great achievement. Oh my God.
But I'm like, do you know that's like really like makes me feel very unwell.
Oh, do you look? Oh, do you look?
No, I don't. I actually don't. But I'm like, even that conversation, I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It makes
so
me feel
unnecessary.
Sick.
Like, just go to the loo, spritz your stuff,
yeah.
and that's it.
Oh, but he also like goes to the loo like far more than
honestly,
I do.
They want us to go near that bar. I mean, they don't really, but imagine it's like you've exposed too much.
Yeah. Like now you want me to have sex with you thinking about that.
Yeah,
no, absolutely not.
Oh, I agree.
Wait, Sophie, can you tell the story about when you and Jamie first dated and you got locked yourself in the lift to go for a pee? It was the best story I've ever heard.
So we'd first started dating and like the first couple of times he used to take me to hotels, real. Flash in the cash. And so we were there and then the lube was like very much in the room, you know, see-through doors, whatever.
Oh, no. Nightmare.
We'd just gone to sleep. We were so hungover, like hungover shit. And you know, I don't really eat like a lot of foods. I'm very fussy. So there was all these, we ordered room service and we literally ordered the whole menu. So I gorged it all. My poor tummy did not bode well. We were in bed and it was going.
Oh no.
Like, oh my God. So I tried to go to the loo and I sat down and I was like, you know, when you clench and you're like, don't you fucking let that out.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, hold in. And then
I know that feeling.
Oh my God, I know that feeling. No.
Yeah, I was like, got back into bed and I was like, okay, it's 2 a.m. Jamie's asleep next to me, fast asleep. I'm like, it's 2 a.m. What do I do? So I'm like, got to go to the lobby. So I get my dressing gown on, naked, because at that stage, you sleep naked.
Oh my
get
God.
My dressing gown on. I walk barefoot to the lobby. I get down there.
Barefoot.
I get stuck in the lift. So I'm Snapchatting at this point in Snapchat.
Moving the lift.
So no, serious story, guys. I'm like videoing it because I had to show my friends in the morning because I thought they're all going to think I exaggerated. I'm like, I'm stuck in the lift. Da-da-da-da-da. It goes, and I'm in the lobby. My hair's like, I'm kind of like sex hair because probably at this point we were like second day. I'm in the lobby and like, they're like, ma'am, are you lost? And I go, yeah, I'm lost. Because I was just like, not wanting to say no, I need a shit. And the guy takes me up the stairs back
oh, no.
to the room.
No!
And I was like, no! Wait, oh
what,
my God.
Did you just say my boyfriend's being really in the loo and I have to go to the bathroom?
So what did you do? What's the end of the story?
He left me in the room and then I pretended to go in and then walked straight back out, went down the stairs to the lobby, did my business and ran back up. By that time, it's like 4:30 a.m. I'm like,
2.5 hours.
I am so tired.
Jamie, on a hangover as well.
He's not woken an eye, didn't he?
But he did know about it. I think you
well,
told
that's
him.
Well, that's probably really good.
I told him in the middle of the night. I told him
the
when
next
I woke
day.
Up because I couldn't hold in.
Yeah,
I was
it's
like,
quite a funny story.
That is quite a genius story. I never
so
knew that.
Funny, yeah.
That is so
I remember
good.
You saying, like, my stomach
Want
was a
to
bit,
tell the kids.
And then the lift stopped and you were like, no!
Oh, yeah. More so the lift stopping, I was like, I'm about to shit in the lift. Oh. Like, this is really not good.
At the Rosemary or somewhere lovely as well.
Oh, shit.
Just shit.
Like a bridesmaid moment, but in my dressing gown.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That is one of the best stories. That is golden, though.
That is golden.
You got to rate your wine. Rebeth, it's your first try.
Oh my
yeah,
god, you
rate
what? It's
it.
It's absolutely stunning.
Out of 10.
Oh, okay, so out of 10. Mm. I'm now, like, smelling it.
I'm so jealous.
It's really delicious. I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna have another sip.
Yeah, have another sip. I love it when she says that. Too. Have another sip. I've had mine. Mine's dry old chicken.
I'm gonna give it an 8.
Yeah. Oh, bold move. I think we A rated it.
I'm gonna give it an 8.
Yeah, it's banging.
It's soft. It's like glass of red wine.
It's smooth. It's going down sweet, a treat.
Like chocolate, isn't it? Like chocolate.
Chocolatey. Yeah. But it's not heavy.
It's not heavy. It's a very drinkable wine.
No, it's fucking great. It's also
it doesn't really give you red wine lips, does it?
Can we whoa, that.
No.
I've right, so you guys going to come meet me later,
yeah.
Stanley?
Yeah.
Okay, stuff. I'm going to give my gin and tonic a 5 out of 10 because it was fucking rank. Oh. I'm so sorry I've sworn so much in this podcast, but I don't know what is Ruby's influence by being here. I got
it was necessary.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you.
That was an
so,
absolute
so
pleasure. I love you both very much.
We love you so much, Tiny Tim. You're just a wonderful girl.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.